In this bulletin, the New South Wales government announces more grants for flood-impacted households in the Northern Rivers. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announces she will not be seeking a second term. And in football, a COVID-hit Wellington Phoenix side flies in reinforcements ahead of their Tuesday night clash with the Central Coast Mariners. For the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Flood victims in northern New South Wales have been offered another grant to help with rebuilding their homes as the post-flood cleanup and recovery continues. The grants of up to $20,000 will only be available for uninsured properties in 8 local government areas where homes have been assessed as damaged, destroyed or uninhabitable by the State Emergency Service, and only for those who have not already received disaster relief grants. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the government will not forget the people of the Northern Rivers.
And whilst it is difficult for many, and there's obviously a lot of emotion and that is still raw, as many people are getting back to, you know, fixing up their homes, fixing up their businesses and getting on with the job, taking a day, each day at a time, we will be with you every step of the way and we have your back.
Meanwhile, residents of flood-devastated Lismore say a state government grant for rebuilding homes may leave some of them behind. Those with insurance coverage say their claims will take a long time to process because of the need for specialist assessment. Resident Binny O'Dwyer, who has lived in Lismore since 1999 and her present house for 14 years, has told SBS News she fears her family will be left with nothing.
It will take at least 6 months before there's any determination on that claim. A hydrologist has to do a report, which will take 4 months just to do the report. I don't know when the hydrologist will get here. And then that will, the outcome of that report will determine whether my house was submerged due to storm damage or flood damage. If they determine it's flood damage, then I don't get anything.
The Victorian government is brushing off calls to wind back COVID-19 isolation rules for close contacts. Richmond AFL coach Damien Hardwick made a direct plea to Premier Daniel Andrews on Sunday to get rid of the close contact rule, which would have allowed Sydney Stack to play against Hawthorn instead of entering quarantine for 7 days. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also voiced support for removing the rule, calling the week-long quarantine requirement redundant. But medical researcher Minister Jala Pulford says there is still a lot of COVID-19 in the state at the moment and Victoria intends to continue listening to the health advice. Detainees held by border control authorities are spending an average of 2 years in Australia's immigration detention system. The Senate Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee has been told the average length of detention is 697 days and that the biggest single group in immigration detention are those who have had their visas cancelled on character test grounds. Australian Border Force Commissioner Michael Outram says the next largest single group are those people who arrive in Australia on boats.
I can tell you that as at the 28th of February this year, 17.3% of the detention group of population were unauthorised maritime arrivals, 12% were overstayers, 59.1% had had their visa cancelled under Section 501 of the Migration Act, 10.4% had had their visa cancelled for other grounds.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has announced she will not be seeking a second term. Ms. Lam survived massive protests against her government in 2019 and oversaw the implementation of a tough national security law that quashed dissent. Speculation had swirled for months about whether she would seek another term, but she said that her decision had been conveyed to the central government in Beijing last year and was met with respect and understanding. Her successor is expected to be named in May. To football, and Wellington Phoenix have flown 2 academy players to Australia as they deal with more cases of COVID-19 ahead of Tuesday's A-League men's match against Central Coast Mariners. 4 players are currently out with coronavirus. The Phoenix suffered one of their biggest defeats in their history when they lost 6-0 to Melbourne City on Saturday, but they remain well in finals contention. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy as well, and 21 degrees. Hobart, a possible morning shower, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a late shower or two, 23 degrees as well. Sydney, sunny, 25. Newcastle, sunny, 26. Brisbane, also sunny and 29 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.